Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Welcome to Schools In with Lilydale High School. Today, we will be presenting our last Schools In broadcast for the year.
I'm Kate and I'm in Year 7 and I'd like to introduce you to my best friend, Stephanie.
Hi, I'm Stephanie and I'm also in Year 7.
And I'm Ethan and I'm in Year 12 and we look forward to spending the next half an hour with you and talk about what's been happening around our school and other topics of interest. First up, Stephanie and Caitlin are going to discuss some highlights of Year 7.
So, Steph, what was your favourite part of Year 7 this year?
Well, honestly, I love doing camp at the start of the year and auditioning for inter-school tennis, which we made it to the second round but sadly lost. I've enjoyed doing Steamworks for the one term we've done it so far and helping other students out around the school. So, Caitlin, I hear the library is a pretty exciting place at lunchtimes and I know you're quite involved. Can you tell me about some events that have happened during the year?
I helped with the Harry Potter murder. I planned that with Miss O'Kennedy from the library. The premier's reading challenge was last week, I think, and I sadly didn't get to go, but Stephanie did. How was that, Steph?
That was pretty good. I liked it.
Great. Just normal stuff like homework, scanning books, and winning Uno against Stephanie. 5-0.
Now we are going to play a song, You Too, Beautiful Day, for two of our teachers, Miss Cumming and Mr. Blakely.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day to let it get away. On the road, but you've got no destination. Your love is down, even if that doesn't ring true. You've been all over, and it's been all over you. It's a beautiful day to let it get away. It's a beautiful day. Clearing the sea out, see the bedwind fires at night, see the oil fields at first light, and see the bird with a leaf in her mouth. After the flood, all the colors came out. It was a beautiful to that.
School's In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
Just to clarify, I wasn't talking about murdering Harry Potter. I was saying that we had a murder mystery in the library. I didn't murder Harry Potter. No, I didn't murder Ronald Weasley. Cho Chang did. Ethan, how was The Cursed Child?
I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much, Caitlin. It was a really good show.
How was the seats?
The seats were pretty good. We sat up in the gods at the very top. But no, it was a really good show.
Who was your favourite character?
Oh, Scorpius Malfoy. It was pretty good.
Best character. Funny. Ethan, you have something to say?
Yes. The school year is slowing down. And with the year 11 and 12 students finishing up with all the exams and orientation last week.
How was that for you, Ethan?
As always, the exams were very challenging, and I know that every single Year 11 and 12 student did a brilliant job and would like to say huge congratulations to each and every one of you for your hard work and dedication in your exams. I would like to say especially to the Year 12s who have completed school and mostly enjoying travelling or on the beaches of the Gold Coast or Phillip Island or Rye in participating in schoolies.
How are you feeling about Year 12 next year, Ethan? Anything you're really looking forward to?
Well, Blake, I'm looking forward to all the challenges and the obstacles that are still ahead of me, but I know that Year 12 is really rewarding depending on the amount of effort put into Year 12, and I know that it'll be a really fun year next year, and most of all, my brother, Aston, who will be entering Year 7 next year.
I have a question for you, Ethan. Will Aston be going to Lilydale High?
Yes, he will be going to Lilydale High School.
Yay! Is he going to be part of production?
Yes, he will be. Now to another song.
Open. Traveling in packs that I can't carry anymore. We're waiting for somebody else to carry me. There's nothing that's there for me at my door. All the people I know aren't who they used to be. And if I try to change my life one more day, there would be nobody else to save. And I can't change into a person I don't wanna be, so oh, it's Saturday night. I pray for the wicked on the weekend. Mama, can I get another amen? Oh, oh, it's Saturday night. Swear to God, I ain't never gonna repent. Mama, can I get another amen? Oh, oh, it's Saturday night. Every morning when I wake up, I wanna be who I couldn't say I'd ever been. But it's so much more than I ever was. If every night I go to sleep knowing that I give everything that I had to give, and it's all I could have asked for. I've been standing up beside everything I've ever said, but oh, it's Saturday night. I pray for the wicked on the weekend. Mama, can I get another amen? Oh, 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 it's Saturday night. Swear to God, I ain't never gonna repent. Mama, can I get another amen? Oh, 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 it's Saturday night.
If I had one more day to wish, if I had one more better than I could have ever been. If I had one more day to wish, if I had one more day, I could be better, but baby, oh, it's Saturday night.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
Our regular followers will know that Ethan and I have something very in common that we both love. Does anyone know what we are talking about? Steph, can you guess?
Animals, maybe?
That's right. We love our sport, cricket, football, basketball, you name it. We love it. Blake, I hear that you travelled to Queensland for a special sporting event on the weekend. Can you tell us all about that?
Yes, I was fortunate enough to go to the Gabba Test with my father, and we caught up with my uncles and my little cousins. We went to the first test of the summer between the Australians and the Pakistanis. Australia won convincingly. They won by an innings and 5 runs with the local hero, Manus Lavashan, or Lavashane, whatever you call him, made 185. It was a terrific innings, and it really set the tone for the Australians. And also for people who are listening to this, the next test is in Adelaide on a Friday. It's a day-night test, so it's going to be very, very good wicket in Adelaide, as it always produces. So it's going to be another cracking game, and hopefully more people will tune into that. They'll be streamed on 7 and Fox Cricket and KO Sports. To other sporting news, New Zealand and England played their first test in New Zealand. New Zealand won very convincingly. They win by an innings and 65 runs. Man of the match was BJ Watling scoring his first ever double ton, which was 205. So very good for him. To the NBA, we have the Lakers in first place. They've really got a hot start here. The Nuggets climbing through. They're coming in second. Clippers in third place with the return of Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. The Mavericks are in fourth. The Jazz, they're in fifth. And the Houston Rockets, sixth. Their slow start there. The Phoenix Suns, they're cruising at the moment in seventh place, coming from last year. Minnesota coming in the eighth place to end the proceedings in the top eight for the West. And for the East, we have the Milwaukee Bucks coming in first, the Boston Celtics in the second, the Miami Heat in third place, the defending champions Toronto Raptors in fifth, Philadelphia 76ers with Ben Simmons coming in sixth, Pacers in 7th, the Nets in 8th, and the Magic is also ending proceedings there. And today we have 22 games in the NBA. And Ethan, can you please tell us your all-time sporting highlights?
I'd like to say a huge congratulations to the Australian cricket team, who played an outstanding first test. And I'd also like to say my man of the match is Manus Lavashane, for his brilliant 185 runs against Pakistan. And I'd like to say, bring it on to Pakistan and Adelaide, and go the Melbourne Stars. Also, the AFL draft is also fast approaching on Wednesday and Thursday at Marvel Stadium. So I would like to wish all nominees a good luck in finding new homes. Now to a song, Last Christmas by Wham.
Christmas.
School's In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
Now to change the topic from sport, because I don't play any sport, let's talk about Let's talk about fun facts with Steph.
I'm going to present you with some interesting facts today. Firstly, some interesting facts about Australia. Four out of five Aussies live within 50 kilometres of the coastline. Australia is home to 21 of the world's 25 most venomous snakes. Wombat's poo is actually square in shape. There are 60 different types of kangaroos. When they are born, kangaroos are only 2 centimetres long. Does anyone else have some facts about the history of Australia?
Well, I like to say that Australia played a huge role in both world wars and in the Cold War, consisting the Korean and Vietnamese wars and other conflicts. The first major battle as Australians was the Gallipoli campaign, which was an unsuccessful invasion of the Dardanelles Strait in the Ottoman Empire to link supply routes to Russia and eventually defeat the Ottoman Empire. And here's Caitlin to talk about Broadway.
Here are some interesting facts about Broadway in New York. Broadway is the longest street in New York. Phantom of the Opera is the longest running musical on Broadway, over 30 years, which is a big time. Broadway used to be known as the Great White Way. Broadway shows must see at least 500 people, off-Broadway seats between 100 and 499. Lin-Manuel Miranda, whom is known for his works in The Heights and Hamilton, got his Hollywood Walk of Fame star before the beautiful Idina Menzel. Idina, the Broadway star herself, only got her star a few days ago with Christian Bale. They both worked on Frozen 2 and Frozen 1 together playing Elsa and Anna. Guys, what is your favourite musical on Broadway right now? Mine's either Come From Away, Aladdin or Hadestown. Ethan?
Well, I enjoy Wicked. Wicked's one of my favourite musicals.
Blake?
I don't really have one, I'm sorry, but if I had to choose, Aladdin would probably be up there.
Great. Steph?
I still love Hamilton.
Such a great musical. Next song is All I Want for Christmas Is You.
All I want for School's In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
So with the festive season quickly approaching, I'd like each of you to share your favourite thing about Christmas.
My favourite thing about Christmas is spending time with my family and listening to the same song for hours on end, which is The Seasons Upon Us by Dropkick Murphys.
My favourite thing about Christmas is just to relax with all your family, enjoy a nice little turkey mix with my mum's favourite potato cauliflower bake that she does. It's really good on Christmas, and also you can't get out of backyard cricket.
My favourite thing about Christmas is whenever Christmas Eve is when all the Paladinos get together, we all have a little dinner. Then me and a bunch of other younger kids, I apparently the one who babysits them, so I have to look after them and make sure no one breaks a leg. And for Christmas Day, I hang out with my mum's side of the family, eating lunch and chilling with their family. Ethan?
Well, my favourite thing is celebrating a very significant day with my family, and this year I get to cook the Christmas lunch, so it'll be very exciting.
Here's to another song, Let It Go, and it's the new, of course, the new premiere of the Frozen 2 movie, so enjoy.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small. And the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me.
Yeah.
cold never bothered me anyway.
So this is on behalf of Miss McGrody, the wonderful Miss McGrody. So this is our final show for 2019. I would like to thank all the students who have been involved in the Schools In program. And I would also like to thank Yarra Valley Radio for having us. We look forward to returning next year. My final words would have to be thank you to the radio station for having me on here. This, of course, is going to be my last one. I won't be joining next year, and I'm really looking forward to it. And now, here is the final words by all of our students today.
I'd like to shout out to my family who have always been listening to me. And I'd like to say thank you very much to Yarra Valley FM Radio, of course, for the great opportunity for our school to come along and share how brilliant our school can be.
I'd like to do a shout out to all my friends back at school and my family who are all at work at the moment. And I'd also like to say thank you to Steve.
I want to say thank you to Greg, who we nicknamed Steve today. We enjoyed laughing with him. Thank you, Steve, for having us. And I want to say a shout out to Miss McGrody for driving us. And she's very beautiful and wonderful, and she has great classes. She's very nice, and she's looking at me right now. Blake?
And that's a wrap for 2019. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year on behalf of the Lord High School. Bye-bye for now.